just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it, go home to Bel-Air. Up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Go home, smell you later." Like my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the prince of Bel-Air. Up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Go home, smell you later." Like my kingdom, I was finally there.